more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now.
We gotta change it now. Wake up, everybody. This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, October 7th, 2007. This is a live show. And there's an awareness today that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And people are making walks and doing all kinds of efforts to try to be a part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'll talked a lot about the idea, and I'll be talking more on many shows about the effect of chlorine, and the research has been done on that for some time. Been known for 32 years that I know about, that it's known that chlorine causes breast cancer, and add that to the act of the ammonia in the water, and we have these other effects of toxicological aspects of the body from the water, and you add the reusable water system, which Congress wants to make sure happens, which is also deleterious to the human body, animals, and plants. I wanted to say some of the Chicago Cubs. Well, that's quite a surprise. Congratulations. The whole concept that the terror drills are now in progress, and a lot of these terror drills are done by various government agencies and are moving through. No one's making an active report about what the terror drills are accomplishing so far, but they'll be going on for an extra 4 days. These are serious things. They're not like the high school drill on giving first aid and having the Red Cross show up at a school. This is the war we're in, and probably will be in for the rest of our lives. this is just the beginning, and I've talked a lot about this in many ways. There'll be many shows about it. You got to wake up, everybody. This is the basis for what these people are trying to do in this war. And there was a breakup of a possible terrorist attack in Europe just a few hours ago, and that was in France for the sabotage of the French sewer system. And we got to thank the CIA in this country for letting Europe know about it. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll have one of those hot shows.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who as roaring lions go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pithways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and I just wanted to take a little step back a little bit in some observations. While I'm talking, those of you in the audience can, if you'd like, if you have a dollar bill on you, just take a dollar bill and take it out and turn it over on its back. And I'm going to explain something. We have all these dot connections involved in world disorder. I remember about the fourth or fifth show I did last year, I was talking about the Situation Room and how companies are moving in together to try to place the dots in a particular way, and in terms of how the world resources are working and how our bodies are. I've done four shows on how our bodies are all divided up into different sections for different parts of the world for drugs, pharmaceutical developments, even certain treaties that have been signed, and in the world takeover. And to give you an example. For instance, the impact that we've had. I remember mentioning about the next world war will be over water, and there's going to be a. I was the only. In fact, I have been told that I'm the only one that exposed that to the public, along with the contamination of chloramine disinfectants. And other toxic products, which have now been added to the water since that time, and now we have there's a conference that's going to be going on at Stanford University on the 13th. And the 13th is going to be a conference on the New World War, and they've added, of course, the process of oil and water to be discussed. There are going to be Supreme Court justice there, some people from the Defense Department, the Ehrlich people on zero population growth, and they're going to be discussing this whole particular point. I, of course, did not want to be on the panel because my views are not tangential to that, because I feel that we need to change it. And that's why I proposed the constitutional amendment concept and the grand jury's concept, that we have more control legally and institutionally through the Constitution for what we vote in our food and water. And the whole point of the Iranian dictator wanting to relocate Jews to Canada and Alaska, and the whole concept of having 3,000 centrifuges up and running by Tuesday of this week, has been estimated by the United Nations consideration, well, we better do something about it. It always seems like it's always too much, too late, or not enough and done in time. And I was thinking on this in terms of the history. And you've heard in your lifetime about the Illuminati. And if you read a lot of the old documents, which from history, like from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was a president. He became president in 1933, and he made a statement that has been written out, that nothing happens by chance in politics, and if something happens, you can be sure it was planned that way. And during the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a Freemason of the 32nd degree, and in 1933, Roosevelt ordered the seal to be placed on the American $1 bills in 1933. And this was done 144 years after Congress had accepted the seal. If you look on the back of that $1 bill, and the seal, it's on the left of a $1 bill. And you just carefully look at it for a minute. And the seal really symbolizes the Illuminati to claim control of America, no matter who the president is. And that's what the seal means. For those of you that have taken Latin or wish to take it, I'll put it this way. In that seal, you have the circle of the seal with a pyramid. The top of the pyramid is an eye. And you have at the bottom of the pyramid, you have the Latin letters, MD, CC, L, XS, the I, which is stands for 1776. And that's when the Illuminati was founded. And that's also when the American Republic was proclaimed. It was not a democracy, and credit, we're a republic. The pyramid also represents the conspiracy to establish world government. And the all-seeing eye, which is at the top of the pyramid, symbolizes the secret police that the Washput called the Insinuating Brothers. Now, the Insinuating Brothers, I could have two shows on the Insinuating Brothers and the concept of how it controls everything in terms of the whole focus of the world domination. which is what the insinuating brothers are about from the masonry system. And then the Latin at the top in that seal, Aeneas Corpetius, means he has nodded assent to our plans. That's what the Latin translation is. And then at the bottom in that seal is the Novaeus Ordano Seclorum, which means the New World Order. Now, the New World Order, as a lot of people talk about it, but they've never, I've always thought somebody would expose it as I am, in terms of the New World Order is on that bill that's transferred out. It was approved by Congress 144 years before Franklin Roosevelt ordered it when he became president to be placed on that $1 bill. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is the fact that if you look around you and see what's happening, like the terror drills that are going on, the concept of the world order domination, the discussions that are going on now, and how it's been all placed into a different type of format, and how it is that we've reached the point of exactly what the Illuminati wanted to do. And there are little signals out here that indicate that I don't want to lose the point that the whole purpose of my thesis in Parker Pathways, that if you don't have knowledge of the secrets of evil, you cannot properly develop the good. And there is a Swedish philosopher that I base my principles of Parker Pathways on. It's where I was. His name is Henry T. Lushry, and Laurency, Henry T. Lushry. And the banner for Parker Pathways is from him. It's only he who knows evil knows good. And I can remember walking away a long time ago I still help Uncle Sam and still will, but the thing is that, right or wrong, I have walked away from evil. And because you have to know evil to be able to have that progression to good. Now, this is all serious business. And when you have in the money the symbol, every time you transfer one of those dollar bills and how it affects the power of the world, you realize that on that symbology is the New World Order. The New World Order has, when it first started, like Albert Pike was the one who enumerated the idea of world domination, and he started that in his mansion in Little Rock, Arkansas, and that was a long time ago, and he was involved with starting the Ku Klux Klan. That's history, and it's worked in through. But think of what's happening to us. The whole problem of many of the forces of thinking, if you look around, is that you're getting involved with what I call a sub foundation of psychology from Engel and Myers and people who want to control the whole world domination. We'll come back to this in a little bit, probably in the second hour. Call in is 800-313-9443. We'll see you at the other end on RBN.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Connection of my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and if you contact there and give me your address, I'll send you some hard copy material, and we're going to go back to, and of course the support on the RBN station is very important for a lot of reasons. The fact that we're on air, and you can click on the chloramine causes collateral health damage on the homepage of RBN, and also there are other pieces of information that are there that are extraordinarily helpful, and you also have all of the instructions from the station on where archives are and all kinds of information that's relating from that. Which brings me to a very quick comment, because I have to move on to world domination and the concept of how it's being conducted and what was signed formally this week and next week as we deal with Iran and the nuclear war surge is necessary. That's being planned as we speak. One of it is this concept of the Fairness Doctrine. It's very interesting that the people that are in the Senate can have this kind of concept and work through it when the whole process of the when the Illuminati was formed, the whole concept was to show differences of societies to have them argue with each other and carry it through. This is what you see today. This is what this is why I decided to let you know the New World Order is on our money, imprinted in our gold coins, and as part of the world domination treaties. They're not, that's what they're called in the subtitles of these treaties. And they're a little, the fairness doctrine works both ways. The concept that senators are saying, well, people that are on talk radio, they're talking about things that they just don't have enough information, which means they're not talking about their end. But I turn it right back on them, and I'm turning it right back on them, and you should too. Well, then why is it in our money? Why is it in Latin in our money? Why is it, it's been that way for over 144 years? It's based on the Constitution and where they had one aspect of the whole process by which this works and how it's now affected us to be formalized in terms of separate camps of opinion. The people that don't have the information are the people that are trying to criticize in such a way to make things come out their way without realizing that the big picture of how they're being manipulated. It's a good idea to take a very close look at something. Fairness doctrine in terms of what one speaks and the idea that you have to have both sides. Well, how is it that you only have one side when you have, let's say, that we're defending the country and we have people in the Senate and the House of Representatives that are passing bills around the clock, piece by piece, to have recycled water in these little towns, in these little places, in terms of try to control the energy system below the earth, manipulating aquifers, trying to develop the recycle system so it'd make it work with a blended system under the guise of supporting real estate development at the price of human life. A good example of this would be that in Nashville, Tennessee, there's a real estate firm are pursuing in Nashville, the local Nashville, Tennessee, are pursuing the Chinese to go and build and develop and use the recycled water system as their ploy in terms of being able to say to the Chinese, well, you invest in Nashville, we'll expand and make our deal, 20-30% deals. In San Antonio, Texas, there are investors pouring in there from all over the world, San Antonio, Texas, and where local developers are selling out to the foreign governments, taking and selling water districts, water pipes, concepts of the thing. And this is, to me, all part of falling in the hands of the New World Order stamp, which is in back on the United Nations flag, which hangs behind George Soros. So, and then South Florida, they want to revitalize Miami in Florida. What's their ploy? The concept of the fact, well, we're going to pump, desalinate, and put it in Dublin and water and the whole thing, but they've already started potable water systems, they call it. They're not potable, to develop real estate. In Washington, D.C., developers are trying to have Congress as trying to force that bill in for this week, where Congress is the city council of Washington, D.C. Well, it should have been the city council of Washington, D.C. 114 years ago. All right? So while developers are trying to stop the laws in there to have the tax loopholes favor the citizens rather than the developers. At the same time, the people that talk about fairness doctrine are the ones that are promoting the outsourcing system for another 12 million toys to be recalled from China and then forcing the American companies to apologize to China. You tell me how that fits into the fairness doctrine. We'll come back on the other end of the break and we'll kick it up a notch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're pursuing a concept of ideological thought that's quite real. We've now, this ideological thought of world domination from various agencies, and the rest of it is part of our money, our process, and our whole thinking in terms of socialization and concept of being able to destroy really the thinking process of people to the point that they'll sit back, and in the latest surveys that have been taken, I don't know how totally reliable they are, but there's always a little speck of truth in some of these surveys, that most people in this country want free health care. And I've talked about this before, that if you want free health care, then you got to pay out the piper going the other way. And it's part of that thinking that goes on, this whole process. If you have that thinking, then why is it that Solomon Sachs, stockbroker and bond handling company, Solomon Sachs, sells stocks to China with a China connection to sell intellectual property to China? This is what President Clinton did in terms of the whole thing of just handing over the patent system for, in real world terms, guidance systems, bombs, strategy plans, and much more. Things that I can't say, but they were there and for the cheap price. And this same thing is going on now in the past 2 weeks, and just selling it to China in terms of stock and then having the writers in to have the intellectual property sales to China. At the same time, there's a thinking, well, people want free health care, buying the concept of the of Hillary Clinton's concept of $5,000 to every child in America. Of course, they're doing that while the Senate, she knows that the Senate was voting on a bill for child health care, which had has caveats on these socialist and socialistic entitlements. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the socialistic entitlements cannot be repealed under the process by which it's done. Now, you want to see how this filters out into thinking. This is why I'm bringing this up in terms of the Illuminati, and the rest of the thing is the thinking that goes into this. You take isolated incidences and you put them together. In a very small town in California, it's close to Santa Cruz, California, a little incident only happened for maybe 10 to 12 people. I call it a Graywater story, where they decided, well, they're going to use their reusable water, gray laundry water, on their plants and the rest of it, and put it through. And in other words, they're saying, well, what's wrong with recycled water? We can just put the gray water in there. And, of course, then the bureaucrats came out. Well, you may get sick from that water. You may get processing into that. You may it may be harmful to you in some way. And they interviewed these folks, and they're sitting there in their own garden, and they say, well, we're going to do it anyway. It's going to happen anyway. And they use the analogy that, well, now they went back and the reporter said, well, you cross the street and you can jaywalk and that's illegal, but you still do that. And this kind of thinking is, if you elevate it to the concept of how far that story went. That story repeated in the French newspapers. A little town now. We're talking about an interview thing on the gray waters, and the French seized upon this because the French own the stock movements that are going into the bottled water for the contamination problems and taking over more of the water districts of America and 1/12 of our highway system, which was approved last week in Congress. And we all say, gee, why is this happening? You know, the thing. But you take a little incident like that in terms of thinking, that catches on. The $5,000 to each child by Hillary Clinton catches on. The concept of we have to eliminate gelatin in a menu in a Midwestern town because a Muslim mother decided that she didn't want her child involved in the activities. I think it was a decorations as well for a holiday which has been in American calendars for 73 years. We got to do something about that. Anything, got to walk away from that. Towns are saying, people are saying, well, the people that are coming here from the Middle East and taking away our life or our values. Three of the people that were on air and were translated in the German papers, they were arrested. And that's in America. These are small town people protesting the idea that a school board and a city council voted to take gelatin and jello out of the menu because it was made from the religious folks there that were involved with in the Mideast, they are objecting to the fact that that's from an animal, from a collagen. So one person does that. Now you take and put this up a notch in terms of one of the presidential candidates, Obama, will not wear the label of an American flag. Take that and translate that to how it played in the Iranian news. That was heralded. Now, if you take these pieces of information and pass it on to the meeting that occurred last week on the Olympics, that the American flag over the towers for the Olympic arena site do not want the American flag to fly over the Olympic towers. You take that and add that dot to the idea of the fact that there are what you call the Costa Rica vote, where they're voting to be, if they're going to be in the CAFTA treaty, and the American government, the President of the United States, is forced to say, well, there's not much we can really do about that. There's not much we can really do about that. So in other words, Costa Rica, who has been a possession and a protectorate of the United States of America, is voting if they want to be in CAFTA, which is like NAFTA on the treaty system. No, they're voting on that to see if they're going to go into it. But we have to have what's called the conciliatory concept of this, which I call Generation ZT, which I'll be discussing in the next hour. And then you take that, and ZT standing for zero tolerance. And you take that and add it to the program directors of the Thyroid Cancer Survivor Association, which is a company. They put together speakers about thyroid cancer. And that meeting is to occur on the 19th, the 21st in October. And I believe it's going to be in San Francisco. I'm not quite sure. But I am very familiar where they're going. They're going to have presentations of the latest medical research and advances in thyroid cancer care. And then the main thrust of the panel will be insurance and employment insurance people. Not one mention is going to be allowed of perchlorate causing molecular thyroid cancer. Thank you. And so the whole thing comes down to the fact that they won't allow that part. In other words, the concept of the percolate chemistry, which is a part of the follicular thyroid cancer, and that death rate that comes from that life cycle system, will not be at the thyroid cancer thing. Again, zero tolerance, based on the philosophical position that we now can allow dissension in a certain way to have what's called the economy of scale of statistical deaths. So if you take all these connections, you can see it slowly moving through the world. These threads of thought cause dissension, cause thing, war, no war, medicine, no medicine, free against paid, and at the same time changing the poverty rate on the child health care system at $85,000 a year. So you can see, and that's part of that other system of the class struggle process that is printed on our money. We'll come back to that. We have a caller from Tennessee.
John?
Hi, doctor.
Hello, John.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, thank you for calling your show.
Oh, I listen to you every week. You have a fascinating show.
What do you think of the show so far?
I love it. As a matter of fact, I wanted to ask you about that so-called China deal and Nashville water supply.
Yeah.
Do you have an article on that that I could possibly look up on the web or something?
They're gonna crush you like a bug if you try to find out where that's going. They don't have an article on that that's open.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's they're pursuing the Chinese, and I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do. A lot of this is buried in the outskirts of information. It's not just as one article that comes out. You know,
right.
Everything, you know, what you can do is look, Google Chinese and Nashville, Tennessee, but real estate firms.
Okay.
You see? If you get real estate firms, Chinese, and Nashville, Tennessee, I believe you'll find it.
Okay, I'll do it that way.
Yeah, and by the way, that's one of the things about Parker Pathways that I think that is, I need to have a banner on RBN that goes and thinks, this is one of the things that happened. I do a show which, as you're aware, that other talk show hosts just don't even touch.
I know.
And
you come across the stuff that actually I think they're afraid to touch. They don't want to touch because it's not exciting enough, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, the New World Order is up to this today. This is something that you got to keep up on because it's this slimy little snake under a rock that will get you every time.
It's on your money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can stand there and look at it. I mean, look at a $50 bill and you'll find out what the future war is. In Latin,
really?
For God's sakes. I mean,
I show that one, the symbolism on the back of a $1 bill to my mother-in-law, and she couldn't believe it.
It's what it is. That's the real world.
Did
right
you
there.
Know also, too, that in one of the corners, I think it's the top right corner, by the one, if you look at it with a magnifying glass, you'll see an owl sitting up there.
That's right.
That's the symbol for Bohemian Grove.
That's right. Oh, yeah, and that's been there for years. That's been there for years. I want to finish my sentence because I want to stick with you for just a minute here. The deal comes out of this. I see is that the strong suit that I want to put out there about this show is the fact that it makes you more confident as to what to put in that search box. See, I'm giving keywords. If you listen to my show, it's coded.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
By coded. In other words, I'm not doing anything subversive. I'm doing something legal.
Exactly.
Nobody else, you know, like things I can't talk about. I can't talk to you about. I can't extend this story, for instance. About let's take the one you asked about. I can't extend that further to what what I call evil. I calling it the way it is, as the philosopher said. That's my credo for the show. You have to know evil in order to do good.
That's exactly right.
And the thing is, the whole process is what the sinister evil plot that goes in with the Chinese development of what's going on in that town in Tennessee is based upon the new way of living, we'll put it, the new way of conceptual idea, the new life and death issues, the development of new hospitals with new principles, the concept of who lives and dies, who gets an organ, who gets a new kind of card that they want to put out here in America based on these new developments, all hinging on the idea of the promise of having water. You can't build these things without water.
Nope. And the thing is, too, they also know, too, that it's this, that, yeah, we may not be able to beat them in, you know, street-to-street combat, what have you, which I don't think it'll get to. I'm praying it doesn't. But they know we all need water and we all need food, and that's the way to get to you.
That's right. And, this
and
is
you've
why
got to learn to pay attention to these signs.
This is why I am proposing in real-world terms a national initiative called toilet to tap to table, because that's the way our contamination cycle is going.
I know, because when I used to live in Florida, I saw signs all over the place, caution, these lawns are being watered with reused water.
Yeah.
You'd see that everywhere down there. You couldn't even walk your pets on it, because if the pets started licking the grass or chewing the grass or something, they'd get sick and died.
And what about children, John?
Exactly.
What about children? And this is not an alarmist situation. This is a process by which people wish to change our life under the guise of so-called global warming, climate change, or using recycled water to blend with drinking water or to augment the water supply because there's a shortage of water under the guise of that. That's not their real plan.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Listen, John, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
God bless you, and keep listening to the show and tell your friends.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
About the effect of the water processes in the body and cholesterol and cardiovascular events. The you know that you have the HDL cholesterol and the LDL cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and, of course, it's supposed to be, quote, the good cholesterol, and the LDL, which you're trying to control on a larger scale. A lot of people are taking statins. These are like lipostatin, and there are a lot of them. but there's what's sneaking under the radar on this is that does the high-density lipoprotein change in terms of taking the statins? And if you took it with certain forms of water, processes, particularly the tap water, you'd have a different relationship between these levels where you're trying to keep the HDL into 40 milligrams per deciliter as a normal range. I'll make it fast and conclusive for you that what's been found in some studies in Europe that is now going to seep over into the pharmaceutical industry in this country, but they don't want you to know about this in this country. But what we have is that the HDL levels are still remaining a good predictor of any kind of cardiovascular event when you're taking statins. The LDL level, anything below 70 milligrams per deciliter, can be radically changed in a way that is not clear how this cause and effect relationship really is with the tap water at this level, but it is not as that predictive at a low level of LDL and taking with statins with regular drinking water. Well, that should make sense because there really are over 1,500 now, 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in the water. You got three bromides, two hydroacetic acids, which are affecting and destroying the thyroid. The pancreas shot on the signal, gene 1744, is being changed. And, of course, you have type 2 diabetes on the rampage in this country. And there's a whole process here that is affected by this. But watch your HDL and LDL. Take it with water that is not going to have these disinfecting byproducts to affect the statin inside of you. We have an Idaho caller, Bill in Idaho.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Huh?
How are you doing?
Fine.
Well, it's
we're
great
almost
and
at the end of the show, so I want to make sure I get you in.
It's an honor to be able to speak with you again just briefly. What is so very interesting, you're so knowledgeable on so many aspects of this, but for the new people that are listening, the people that haven't had the opportunity to study these issues nearly as long as yourself or others, just consider, from a nutritional standpoint, in the last 2 weeks, Star Meatpacking, New Jersey, and ConAgra's, most recently is, I believe, BBC or NPR this morning, announcing initially 300,000 pounds of hamburger contaminated with E. coli, and ConAgra mentioning this morning 2 million pounds of hamburger that are being taken off the market through Costco.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The nutritional and foodstuff space of this country are being stripped away through FDA.
Now, that's why you want to stay over just for a second. I think that's why I want this toilet to tap the.
It's true.